Good morning. My guest this morning is Paul Schumacher from Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. And today, Paul is here on behalf of the hospital's volunteer training program. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
The piece of material that I have before me from you says, are you compassionate? Do you enjoy serving your community and interacting with a variety of people? I could ask that to people who are listening right now, really. If so, it says you may be the perfect Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital volunteer. So tell people about that and what it means in terms of time that they have to subscribe, various jobs that they might be asked to do, and so forth.
Well, the Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital Volunteer Program serves 20 different departments. You need not have any particular training. You can be from any profession. You can be retired or not retired. Most of our volunteers are retired because they have more time. You can commit to 1 4-hour shift per week, or you can do 2 or 3 or more if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
You come away from each shift feeling like you've really made a difference. Most of the positions, you are there to comfort patients and visitors and assist staff, and they're very glad to have the help.
My own stays in hospitals, I suspect that the people that you meet when you walk in the door and start looking around, and then they say, may I help you?
Right. That would be front desk. Uh-huh. And we also use volunteers in spiritual care, in the gift shop, in the emergency department, surgical, numerous departments, including oncology. Whoever you are, whatever your interest, there's likely to be something that really is for you. You do need to be reasonably able to walk and be active for four
right,
hours.
Right.
There aren't very many sit-down jobs.
I notice, as I always notice, the strange things on lists. Pet therapy, how does that work?
Well, if you have a pet, usually a canine, and you want to bring the pet in to meet patients, there's a one-day training course
great.
For you and your pet. And if all goes well, you can bring the dog in and meet patients. And it really is very comforting.
I take it that there are training classes or regimens for a lot of these jobs.
Yes, the training is included and free. And you don't have to start working on your own until you're ready. You meet some extraordinary people and you establish some friendships.
Uh-huh.
Very much so. I can't imagine my retirement without it because my career was very people-oriented, and I have made some wonderful friends doing this.
Right, right. That's the truth. I've had exactly the same experience. This radio job, by the way, is a retirement job as far as I'm concerned. I retired early. I got smart fast.
And now you're a celebrity.
And now I'm a celebrity, right. I wonder if that's really what I had in mind. So how long did you say that you had been doing this?
I started about five and a half years ago uh-huh. when I first retired and have never regretted it for a minute.
Right. I did some hospital volunteer work a while back, which was a reading to people, particularly to people in intensive care. And it was extremely rewarding.
It would be.
Yes. Paul, thank you very much for coming in. And let's tell people once again that I know that you out there are compassionate. I hope that you will consider being a volunteer at Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. And the way to find out about that is to call them at 522-1598 or go online to stjoe.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.